Hey, before we begin, we want to go over a few reminders.
Because we review celebrities, mainly actors and actresses, we have to discuss the shows they appear in.
So be aware that our episodes do contain spoilers.
During the most spoiling parts of an episode, we will remind you.
But do yourself the favor, if you see that we reviewed an actor or actress from the TV show you're currently watching or wanting to watch,
go finish the show and then listen, because we don't want to ruin the effect.
Oh, and one last notice.
We tend to mess up pronunciations of names and locations, so please don't take offense if we mispronounce a word you know. All right, that's all. Now time for
Celebrity Deep Dive. Hey, this is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive. Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
Today we're taking a look at our seventh celebrity for season two.
She acts.
She's becoming a Netflix sensation.
And a lot of people know her as Gabriella from High School Musical.
She's
Vanessa
Hudgens.
All right, so we're going to start with her childhood information. She was born on December 14th, 1988 in Salinas, California, which makes her zodiac sign Sagittarius.
We're going to talk about some childhood information. She moved all around the West Coast, and her mother had various office jobs, and her father was a firefighter. She was raised a Catholic, and she comes from Irish, French, Native American, and Filipino descent.
So now we're going to move on to her claim to fame, where we talk about her different acting and how she got there. So she started her acting debut as Tiffany from Still Standing, in parentheses, this is like a subtitle.
No, it's the episode.
Oh, it's the episode. Whoops, I thought this was a movie. Okay, well, the episode is called Still Rocking, and it was in 2002.
Her biggest role, as we mentioned in the beginning, was as Gabriella Montez in High School Musical 1, 2, and 3, ranging from 2006 to 2008.
So now we're going to talk about her other appearances on television shows. So first, in 2002, she was Nicole on Robbery Homicide Division, an episode called Had.
She played Lindsay in 2003 in an episode of The Brothers Garcia called New Tunes.
She was Carmen in a 2005 episode of The Quintuplets called The Coconut Kapow.
In 2006, she played Rebecca in an episode of Drake and Josh, called Little Sibling.
She was Corey in The Suite Life of Zack and Cody for 4 episodes in season 2 in 2006.
She made an appearance in Robot Chicken in an episode called Especially the Animal Keith Crawford as Laura Lorvan / Butterbear / the voice of Aaron Insurance in 2009.
In Punk'd, she appeared as herself in 2012 in an episode called Lucy Hale.
For High School Musical 10th Anniversary in 2016, she appeared as herself. It was a television special.
She was Betty Rizzo in Grease Live in 2016, which was another special.
She got the lead role, Emily Locke, in Powerless in 2017.
She was herself in Running Wild with Bear Grylls in 2017 in an episode called Vanessa Hudgens.
In an episode of Drop the Mic called Vanessa Hudgens versus Michael Bennett
yeah.
In 2017.
Mm-hmm. In 2017 and 2018, she was a judge on So You Think You Can Dance for seasons 14 and 15.
She was Joan of Arc / Marge Callahan / Mata Hari in Drunk History in seasons 5 to season 6 for 2 episodes and one in each season in 2018 and 2019.
In 2019, she was Maureen Johnson in Rent Live, a special.
In 2020, she was in the Disney Family Sing-Along as herself, and it was a TV special as well.
All right, so now we're going on to some of her movies. She was Noelle in 13 in 2003.
She was Tintin Kairano in the Thunderbirds in 2004.
In 2009, she was... Okay. We're gonna... I don't even know how to go about pronouncing this. I'm bad with words. This has letters and numbers. SA5M. Just gonna go with that. In Band Slam.
She made an appearance as herself in The Ultimate Idol. In 2009.
She was Lindy Taylor in Beastly in 2011.
In Sucker Punch in 2011, she played Blondie.
She was Kailani Laigutan in Journey 2, The Mysterious Island, in 2012.
She played Candy in Spring Breakers in 2012.
In 2013, in the Inner Circle documentary, she appeared.
In 2013 as well, she played Cindy Paulson in The Frozen Ground.
She was Cereza Desdemona in Machete Kills in 2013.
She played Agnes, is that how you say that? Mm-hmm. Agnes Apple Bailey in Gimme Shelter in 2013.
She was Lorelai in Freaks of Nature in 2015.
Here's a bit of a jump. In 2018, in the movie Dog Days, she was Tara.
In 2018, in The Princess Switch, one of her other more popular movies, she was Stacy DeNovo and Lady Margaret.
In the second act, in 2018, she played Zoe.
And she was Camille in Polar in 2019.
She was Brooke Winters and an executive producer in The Night Before Christmas. In 2019.
In 2020, she was Kelly in Bad Boys for Life.
And she made an appearance as Stacy DeNovo, Lady Margaret, and this time Fiona in The Princess Switch Switched Again, where she was also an executive producer in 2020.
So now we're going to move on to her current status, which is what she is currently working on. So her current work, she is going to be Caressa Johnson in Tick, Tick, Boom, which is filming right now, and the release date is to be determined.
Okay, so the other part of current status is the awards. So Vanessa was nominated for 49 awards and won 16 of them, and 0 are pending. So we're going to list all 16 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you want to start?
Okay. So for We're All in This Together, she won Best Team Anthem, shared with the High School Musical cast.
In 2006, she won Best True Ringer Ringtone, shared with Zac Efron for their song Breaking Free from High School Musical.
She won Best Video That Rocks for Come Back to Me.
She won, in 2006, she won Choice TV Chemistry, shared with Zac Efron again, for her role in High School Musical.
In 2007, she won Choice Music Breakout Artist Female.
In 2007, she won Best Soundtrack Song, shared with Zac Efron, Gotta Go My Own Way.
In 2008, she won Choice Hottie.
Okay. In 2009, she won Favorite Movie Actress in the Kids' Choice Awards for High School Musical 3 Senior Year.
In 2010, she won Female Star of Tomorrow.
In 2010, she won Cutest Couple, shared with Zac Efron for High School Musical 3 Senior Year.
And in 2014, she won the Trendsetter Award.
In 2015, she won the Breakthrough Performance Female for Gigi.
In 2017, she won the See Her Award.
In 2017, she won Best Musical Moment, shared with the cast of Grease Live. For the song You're the One That I Want.
She won Best Actress in a Musical Large Professional Theater in 2018 for In the Heights.
And lastly, in 2019, she won Blackbird Vineyard's Visionary Award.
All right, so I'd just like to take a moment to say that this was actually a pretty interesting awards one because usually they're all like very, very similar, like breakthrough actress kind of thing.
The
But this one, there were a lot of like different ones. So that was fun, like the Trendsetter Award. There were a lot.
choice
And there are
hottie,
even more on here that she was nominated for that aren't like super similar either.
like choice movie lip lock.
Yeah, so that's not one we see all the time. Most
Okay, so
stylish singer, that's another one.
stylish
Yeah, I
singer.
guess. I don't know. This is, I mean,
Great.
it's
Wow.
interesting though. It keeps things
I
interesting.
think we're just reaching for awards here now, so everybody gets something. But anyway, let's move on to her family life. Her mother's name is Gina Hudgens. Her father is Gregory Hudgens. As we mentioned before, he is a firefighter. And fun fact, both her grandparents were musicians, so maybe that's why she's such a good singer, musician. Yeah.
Now for siblings, she does have a younger sister named Stella, and she doesn't have a spouse. She's not married, but as we're going to talk about more in the news section, she might be dating Cole Tucker.
All right, so Ella's going to be taking the reins in the news section today because she's the one who always takes the reins in this, so take it
All
away.
right, so like I said a couple seconds ago, I didn't realize how close we were to this, but so it our question to answer today is Vanessa Hudgens dating again? So, for some backstory, she broke up with her boyfriend of around 9 years, Austin Butler, about a year ago. And naturally, she's taken her time with dating since then because 9 years, that's like serious. And she broke it off. So now she's potentially dating baseball player Cole Tucker. So, if you don't know who he is the shortstop and outfielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates, so baseball. And he also plays the drums and a little bit of ukulele and guitar. So, we're thinking this because she was photographed holding hands with him. So, that's not like such a dead giveaway or anything. But later that night, she posted a picture of herself on Instagram captioned Date Night, where she was all dressed up. So, we're thinking the two might be connected.
Okay, so now we're gonna move on to the lightning round, which is a bunch of random miscellaneous facts that we couldn't fit into any other section of our podcast. So, it first starts off with her when she was a teenager, her celebrity crush was Zac Efron, who she would later work with, and they dated for a brief period of time.
All right. She is a pescatarian.
She met her ex-boyfriend, Austin Butler, through a High School Musical spin-off movie that starred Ashley Tisdale called Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure.
Hot Cheetos and ramen are her go-to cheat foods.
She got her first gig when her friend couldn't go to an audition for a commercial, and her friend asked if Vanessa could go, and boom.
Her first kiss was in fifth grade. She said, "It was with my first boyfriend when I was 10 years old, but it was just a peck."
10 years
Yeah,
old.
pretty young.
She was homeschooled since eighth grade and graduated high school.
She sang Angels by Robbie Williams at her High School Musical audition.
Before she landed the role in High School Musical, she said she considered auditioning for American Idol.
Her favorite scene in High School Musical is the final one in which the cast sang and danced to We're All in This Together.
She says she can't whistle, and I sort of can't, but also sometimes it doesn't
Yeah,
work all the
I can
time, though.
whistle all right, I think. All right, she was supposed to star in Prom Night in 2008, but she turned it down only to give the role to Brittany Snow.
She has said in interviews that she doesn't like eating carrots because they make her
Her
gag.
favorite fast food joint is In-N-Out Burger.
She trained with the Navy SEALs for 5 months, and she says it was the most intense thing that anyone could ever do. And she said that in an interview in 2010.
She is a confessed shopaholic. Her favorite things to buy are shoes, and she says she has three closets devoted entirely to her shoe collection.
I have one closet devoted to everything I
Yeah, same.
own.
I have a dresser, but there's not like much, there's a lot of overlap.
So She is a huge fan of horror movies, which we did a podcast about, so go check that out.
Yep, make sure you go. It was posted around Halloween if you need any guidance on the page. All right, she is also a big fan of Natalie Wood.
And her two favorite singers are Alicia Keys and Celine Dion.
She has a toy poodle named Shadow, three turtles, and some fish.
Her favorite TV show is Degrassi, Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Some of her nicknames include Nessa, V, and Van.
So, that's all we have today on Vanessa Hudgens.
Make sure to tune in next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and subscribe to our podcast to listen to our weekly episodes.
And follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Deep Dive and Twitter at Celeb Deep Dive, where you can suggest other celebrities and other information you want to hear about.
Also, don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends.
And check out our website, which is linked in our bio.
Let's do our weekly check-in.
Between episodes, we hit 3,000 plays, and we are now up to 3,260.
And we have 43 followers on Instagram and are currently looking for our next contestant for So You Think You're an Expert. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram,
like at least 5 of our posts,
and DM us with the celebrity you think you're an expert on. So you should definitely follow us to get your opportunity at Celebrity Deep Dive, if we haven't said that enough so far.
So, thanks for listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive.